The Big Positive Guy on CCFM 107.5. 107.5.
Happy New Year. Well, hello to the wonderful listeners of CCFM. My name is Andre, and I'm better known as the Big Positive Guy. And I'm thrilled to start the new year with you. Every Monday afternoon, we're going to be starting a new segment called Life Lessons with Andre, the Big Positive Guy. And we'll be covering a multitude of life lessons, or what do they call them nowadays? Life hacks that may just inspire, hopefully encourage, or just give you a different view of life. Today, we're diving into the world of New Year's resolutions, you know, those terrible things, and how to turn your goals into reality. These promises that we make to ourselves as the calendar turns. But let's not just make resolutions this year. Let's see if we can turn them into reality. And I'm going to give you a few steps to make your year your best ever. But first, I'd like to answer one question. Is this the best time to be setting goals? I've seen lots of other speakers and radio jocks get very critical about setting goals at this time of the year. The reality is no one is forcing you to do it on the 1st of January. In fact, no one's forcing you to do it at all. But I'd like you to imagine the following. If you've had the opportunity to change your future, to dream of, well, let's call it better days, of good things that lie ahead, a future that is better than the life that you lead today, well, if you could do that, I think I'd call you an optimist. An optimist is someone who believes that tomorrow can be better than today. And if you believe that, then I'd probably call you a visionary. And visionaries make plans, they set goals, and they act on those goals. That's why millions of people across the world set goals at the beginning of the year. We're dreaming of a better future. Better still, we're making sure that that better future happens. Many years ago, I had the privilege of spending a lot of time with our ex-Springbok rugby coach, Mr. Peter de Villiers. And as we traveled around speaking to a variety of audiences, I found him to be a man of great wisdom. And several of the things he said on tour have remained with me. I once asked him, how do you plan to win a World Cup? He looked at me and said, winning the World Cup is a dream and you can't guarantee a win. The ref, the weather, injury, so many other factors can derail you. What you can do, however, is to prepare for the things that are within your control. You can be as fit as you've ever been, as skilled as you need to be, and it all starts with small steps. That sentence has stayed with me. You don't just decide to run the comrades and then just go out and do it. You start within your skill level, even if that's just running around the block once. Do that once a day for a week and then try twice around the block. You get the idea. Before you know it, you're well on your way to running that first 5 kilometers or 10 kilometers. And hopefully that qualifying marathon is all just about the little steps. You've heard that lovely piece of advice about how do you eat an elephant? Well, it's easy. You just eat it one bite at a time. We've all heard of Walt Disney, the creator and the voice of Mickey Mouse, the producer of the world's greatest animated films, and one of the best film picture producers in the world ever, if I may be so bold to say that. Disney was born in December 1901 in Illinois, and he was one of 5 siblings. His family was so poor that he had to deliver 1,300 newspapers a day, and then when he got home, his father would take away the money to buy food for the house. His brothers eventually ran away because they were so fed up with the hardships at home. So at a very young age, Walt Disney started to draw and paint and sell pictures to his friends and his relatives and his neighbors. And then he decided and he dreamt of a better future. At the age of 19, he took his lifelong dream and started his own company. He had so little money he had to live with his friends, but he failed to sell a single cartoon. And before he knew it, his company went bankrupt. He then worked as a cartoonist at a newspaper. And one day the newspaper editor called him in and said that he was lazy, had no creativity or imagination, and fired him. So imagine how he felt at that stage. Finally, in his 3rd attempt at being a cartoonist, he came up with the most unlikely of characters, a little mouse who he called Mickey, who became a total hit and brought him great success. He dreamt, or should I say, maybe he had some goals. He acted on them, and he made them a reality. He opened the Walt Disney Studios in 1939, and 55 he opened Disneyland Theme Park, which is now famous all across the world. He's won the Emmy 59 times and 22 Academy Awards, all because he dared to dream of a tomorrow that was better than his today of selling 1,300 newspapers a day. But it doesn't help for me to give you all these ideas and to motivate you to set your goals. Let's get some ideas about how to make them actually happen. The first is you've got to set realistic goals. It's not just about resolutions that fizzle out right from you. If you look at all the goals that you've set that have died, it's normally because they were too big. It's about building sustainable change. Break down your big goals into manageable steps. And instead of saying exercise more, consider saying something like walk for 10 minutes three times a week or 20 minutes three times a week. If you're realistic, it's the key to success. The second thing is to stay motivated. How do we stay motivated when the initial excitement fades? Well, you've got to find your why. Why are you doing this? Is it something that you really want? Is it something that you really, really believe in? Just simply happiness. If you connect with something deeper, then you'll find out that when the going gets tough, it gets much easier to actually wake up and do that 5-kilometer run or whatever it is in the morning. I find every single morning I'm faced with a choice. The choice is, am I going to have a good day or am I going to have a bad day? Well, I choose every single morning to have a good day, and most days I manage to carry that through. What I can say is the alternative is so horrible that it quite quickly becomes a habit, and I start making a choice and saying, let's get things done today. The next thing is, and I think a lot of people don't realize this, but one of the greatest keys to success is to be consistent. What's consistency? It's just taking small, regular, there's the key word, regular actions every single day. And as we wrap up, I encourage you to reflect on your resolutions. Are they realistic? What's your why? Take consistent actions, embrace failure, look for support, celebrate your wins. Remember, this year is not about perfection. This year, it's going to be about progress. Well, here's to a year of growth. This is Andre de Tooy, the Big Positive Guy, signing off and wishing you a fantastic and transformative 2023. And I'll see you next Monday.
The Big Positive Guy on CCFM 107.5.